Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey. Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. Hating on the low. I been new, I been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low in this show, cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put up some millions, I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two times for the two times, cause they fake now. Three times for the three times, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm G'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck niggas. You niggas know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, on fresh out.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Welcome back to another episode of Real Adult Talk with SG and Benz. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? Ready for another Sunday fun day, so you already know. As I like to say, roll something up, light something up, pour something up, come kick it with your people.
Man, this is going to be a fun topic tonight, man. And, you know, we do the world famous chop up, you know, once a month. So this isn't really a world famous chop up. I'm so freaking geeked about this, right? I was like, Twitter deserves its own topic tonight. Like, oh, my God. Like, I've been on Twitter all day. It's been a long time since I've been on Twitter all day, not just on Twitter saying, oh, let me check it out, but literally just rolling. And we're going to get into that, man. So my week this week, guess what? It was just chilling. That's all I could do. I didn't do any, like, of my side, you know, businesses, none of that. I was just chilling, relaxing with family. getting my downloads, you know what I'm saying, just focused on, you know, coming out hard, you know, like taking a break. I've taken, you know, a break here and there, you know, from a YouTube channel, but not really, you know, not like this week. You know, this week it was just, it was so needed. It was like, peace be still, you know what I'm saying? And that's what it was about, you know, me being still, me, you know, relaxing, you know what I'm saying, and just enjoying my quality time with my honey and the kids and just, like, resetting. You know what I'm saying? It's like the great reset, right? We're coming in the last month of the year. So just repositioning things, getting things realigned again, you know, coming up with new schedules, all that good stuff, man. So that was my week, man. Real laid back, man. Coming out next week, ready to, like, make it happen. School is out down here next week for Thanksgiving holiday. Of course, we don't celebrate it. I may go somewhere and eat somebody food, but, you know, I don't, I ain't doing no cleaning for me. It's all cleaning for me for this week. Doing the deep cleaning and prepping for New Year's. That's about it. How was your week?
Yes, so my week was is good. You know what I'm saying? So this week I'm calling it "The World Is Yours." And you know, it's so funny because a lot of people they like slow down or tone down during this time, and I get it, you know what I'm saying? I totally can understand it because the season kind of calls for that. But like I said, I'm a different person each season. So like I said, this week for me is called "The World Is Yours," and it's just shorter days, longer nights, and I'm into this whole spirit. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm with it. You know what I'm saying? This is the time where I like move where other people is like sleeping. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
But that's it, you know what I'm saying? But like you, you know, doing deep cleaning, realigning, setting the stage for 2023. It's a lot of just good things just, like, bubbling up that I'm, like, excited about. So, yeah, man, that's it. So, once again, the world is yours. I'm taking it.
Shout out to our top five countries, the same ones from last week. Puerto Rico, Mexico, Australia, South Africa, and the United States. I do apologize, and shout out to everybody else all over the world tuning in. Yeah, I definitely, like, I feel you. I can't wait. Like, I know you finna do something different with your house, Mo. Like, you know, being that you do interior designs, I know you got something fresh coming up.
Yes, always. You know what I'm saying? Always. I'm just getting everything together. I'm, like, just organizing, you know what I'm saying? But everything is slowly coming together. You know what I'm saying? I finally got my wife on the same page, so, you know, big things is on the horizon, so I'm excited, definitely.
For shizzle. What's happening, Smooth? How you feeling?
Black as ever.
He always just come in monotone, like, yeah.
It takes, like, 5 seconds for you to, like, I don't know, warm up, I guess, you know what I'm saying, but it's all good.
Yeah, I'm old. I'm like an old car, you know what I'm saying? Just starting up, just let me sit there for a while before you move me. Yeah. Tomorrow's my last birthday for the year, so. Finally. 11 down, one more to go, and it's over.
12, that football team. Man.
12 birthdays. 12 children's birthdays, plus his birthday, plus some of the cool baby mama's birthdays. That's a lot of birthdays in a year you got to be in.
No, my birthday don't count because it's my birthday, so I don't have to waste time and money on my birthday, which I'm happy for. My juicer came in black. Mainly some juice, a little watermelon, lemon beverage.
Okay.
I'm a thirsty motherfucker. No. I'm a thirsty motherfucker. Like, that cup is small.
No. Okay. So I apologize because I thought that. Okay. So that cup is only for you know what I'm saying, like the juice to extract, I'm going to send you another link to the cups that I actually got. So I got glass cups, and they have metal straws to them because with the juices and stuff like that, you don't want to put it in anything plastic, and you don't want to use plastic straws. So I'll send you that link to order the tall glasses with the metal straws. So I apologize. I wasn't even thinking. When you said juicer, that's all I thought about. So that was my bad.
But I made a tasty beverage. It was quite tasty. It was over in like 2 seconds. I was like, damn, I need some more of this.
And right, like, right. You kind of get addicted to it.
No, it wasn't even about addiction, man. You know, I'm limited on what I can have. So I'm just like, fuck. You know, it's over already. Like, fuck, I did a lot of work there. I had to clean that bitch. Oh, man. I said, man, this is. Fuck.
Well, the cleaning
is
very easy on it, so that's a good thing. Yeah, but about it is that they don't make a lot of juice. You know, these little, especially fruits and stuff here. But it's a website like for Mexico where you can order fruits and stuff like that from Mexico, your fruits, your herbs, and all that stuff, and they way juicier than the crap that they sell in here. Yeah, Mexico.
Yeah, so speaking of Mexico, you know, they're about to start selling lab-created chicken meat in America.
How did you link Mexico to them creating?
Well, funny story, Black. The way my brain works is anything can turn anything. You said Mexico, I thought about chicken. Fuck it. It is what it is.
Who said Mexico, I thought about you.
Right. There's no telling what's going to trigger a fucking memory in my mind, Black. It just so happens you said way juicy, and then all of a sudden I said, oh, man, I forgot to tell Black about this lab-created chicken meat that they about to start making. That is all.
I did do my research on, like, eating for your blood type. And I have a very rare blood type. So I just was like, okay, I know it was some things because I've seen the list before. But I did, you know, reach out to my doctor this week just to make sure that I was getting my blood type correct. And one of the things that you shouldn't eat is chicken. You know, it's crazy. Now, the thing is that I've been winging, you know, all of my kids off of, you know, eating how we once was eating, and I've been sitting down making the time to cook and so on and so forth, right? And it's like now, even when I don't have the time and we have to eat out, that shit is nasty. You know what I'm saying? So I'll be like, okay. But on my blood type, it says that if I'm going to eat any meat, the only meat that I should eat is, like, turkey and lamb. And I'm like, you know, I really don't eat lamb. So, you know, but we're
lamb
going back
better.
Around
I,
to it.
I like lamb. Turkey is not going to sit well with you due to the high sodium. But I like lamb. I like lamb for you, Black. But I know what's going to happen. Black. See, Black is very disobedient because I'm Black. You see what I'm saying? Black don't listen to me because I'm Black. Let's get this one thing straight. Man, the last time me and Black had a conversation about chicken, you know what Black said? Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whatever, nigga. Uh-huh.
He said it's going to be hard.
No, you said, so I'm going to eat this chicken. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. But the sad thing is, Black said it internally. She didn't have to say it with her mouth. I heard Black's thoughts. Like, nigga, what? Yeah, whatever, nigga. And then I said, Black, did you just say something? She said, what? You heard? I said, nigga, did you just say whatever, nigga? And she was like, yeah. But she didn't say it. She didn't say it verbally. She said it in the same way, like, man, what this nigga talking about, man? I'm going to eat my fucking chicken.
Like, but it's the end of the year, so this is when I generally will turn my eating habits for 6 months or more. So we're in that mode and in that zone right now. You know, like the turkey or whatever, I don't foresee myself eating a lot of turkey, just if I want to mix something up or change something up. Now, here's the thing, for the fact that I have small kids that, you know, like me, I have to go and, like, get them the little, you know, vegan chicken nuggets and stuff like that because they eat that stuff. I cannot eat it. But lamb, I'm not really sure. Now, I have made lamb before. And I could cook anything, basically, you put in front of me. But I'm gonna see about it, you know, because I think the last time I had it, it was a real gamey type, you know, based on, I don't know who slotted it or whatever, but we'll look into the lamb. We're going to look into some stuff. It's time to go to the grocery store anyway, you know. So and then now I'm back to going to the grocery store every week versus doing bulk shopping. So that was something that I needed to break down. I had got into such a bad habit of bulk shopping. You can bulk for the cabinets, but the things that, you know, go in the refrigerator, you need to do it every week. But, yeah, that includes juicing. And then the thing is, my kids like juicing. So they like a sweet drink. I have to, like, throw in a vegetable where they can't taste it. But, like, with the fruits, but these fruits here, you don't get a lot of juice. So, yeah, we're going into all of that good stuff. I have been about 4 months now. I've changed, you know, my alcohol intake. Like, in the last 4 months, I may have had 2 bottles, right, in the last 4 months. But, of course, eating for my blood type, I should only ingest wine or beer, right? And, you know, I'm not a beer person. So now I have to find some good stock in wine to take in. But I felt like it was time for me to cut back on alcohol. Now, our birthday is coming up in January, me and my partner. And so, last year, we taking over Atlanta. So this year, coming in, we are going to do this little spot that I always wanted to go to. We're going to do one night there. So we're going to do like one night going to like a little spot around the area, and then the next night we're going to take a little trip, you know, out of town, and then, you know, come back. Just kind of, you know, try to keep it mellow. So we're actually in the mix of planning birthday behavior now so that, you know, we can be straight. So that's where I'm at. And, you know, I got to be fine.
Hey,
I got to be fine.
I'm the youngest one on this phone. That's it.
You know what?
Yeah, I just had to say it. So once you brought up January, I'm like, oh, yes. You make me feel
a little wiser.
So,
what that nigga just said?
Tonight's topic is Twitter. So, listen, have been on Twitter all day. Okay, and I know we didn't have a topic, and we normally have, like, the world famous chop up, and during the world famous chop up, we'll talk about, you know, Mo would have one stretch of a topic, but it was too good for me to pass up tonight. The topic is Twitter. That's it. That's the topic, Twitter. So, Elon Musk, okay, for you
man,
guys
I got
that
a Black
don't
Planet
know.
Page, man. This is fucking social mediaism.
Man, listen, let me tell you something. Twitter is back.
Smooth,
you know what I'm saying? Like, this, I have no opinion on this shit because, like, nigga, I got a Black Planet page. That's as far as back as I go. This is fuckery. You mean, Black,
don't
whatever.
Create a Twitter account.
All
right. For the sake of us.
Yeah, no.
Go create
y'all got to worry about me getting them. Y'all got to wait for me getting Twitter account. Y'all answer.
For the sake of the show, come on, man.
That's German for no. Nick, that's Russian for no.
You were saying you were the youngest person on the phone. Now you sound like the oldest person on the phone. You sound like the oldest.
But look at it like this: when I say I'm the youngest person on the phone, that's an insult to y'all two motherfuckers. You see what I'm saying? I am the senior, but I'm the youngest one. Yeah, goddammit. Now finish your story about fucking Twitter and fucking birds.
Man, listen. Mo, start it out with Twitter, and then I'm going to jump in. Let's talk about the updates with Twitter.
Yeah, I got this.
And then I'm going to bring up Yahoo Chat.
So like Black said, Twitter's the topic tonight. Big shout out to Elon Musk. Now, it's a lot of rumblings going on. And, you know, I talked about this maybe a couple of weeks ago. Shout out to and one of the topics with Twitter was friend or foe. So, you know, I love Twitter. You know what I'm saying? I've been talking about Twitter on this platform for years. You know what I'm saying? That's where I get my news and all that. But I'm like a big component of if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So I just hope, you know, and I think Elon is innovative enough where it's going to, you know, just take it to the next level. But you never know. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the rumblings is coming out. It's this thing called Twitter 2.0. You know, supposedly he sent out, like, emails to all the staff. And he said, basically, it's like a fork in the road. You know what I'm saying? Either you with me or against me. You know what I'm saying? So if you with me, get down. If not, You got like 2 months, so I'm gonna give you a severance package. You might as well just leave now. So that's
not even a 3 month severance package.
Yeah, three months. Okay, yeah. So that started a whole, you know, just a whole avalanche of just different thoughts and things of that nature. But you know, I think it's in a good place. You know what I'm saying? Like if anybody was gonna take over Twitter, it's Elon Musk. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't want nobody else. I just hope. You know what I'm saying? I'm 80% sure. But he's going to take it to the next level. He's going to make it even more innovative. And, you know, I'm still loving the way I do. But it's still that 20% that you never know. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, so that's where we're at. But, you know, I'm happy. The Black, you know, Black's been excited all day. You know what I'm saying? I've been getting little chirps from Black, you know what I'm saying? You on Twitter and, you know what I'm saying? We making some adjustments to the pages and stuff like that. So I'm just happy to see the Black is excited that she actually wanted to make this a topic because, you know, I can just freestyle this, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's the setup right there, you know what I'm saying? So,
what exactly are we talking about then? I mean, like, I'm confused. Like, you talking about the 3 month severance package, like, yeah, Twitter, but what exactly are we talking about when it pertains to Twitter? Are we talking about how many people have been laid off? Are we talking about how many people quit? Are we talking about shit? These people quit. A lot of people have started to see a lot of motherfucking increases, you know what I'm saying, in being able to say certain things or people getting their pages back. What are we talking about here, man? Don't get me wrong, I don't fuck with Twitter, but the news lets you know what the hell is going on with Twitter. So as far as the people getting laid off, as far as the people getting laid off and shit, or, you know what I'm saying, taking the pension plan, they were going to get laid off anyway because during any new acquisition, you lose a certain percentage of the fucking workforce. But that being said, if you pay attention to what the hell is going on anyway, you're getting a fucking tax break if you decrease the size of your fucking by percentage of your personnel anyway. So, I mean, it is what it is. Motherfucking Elon Musk went on news talking like, yeah, I'm very fucking nice. You know, I'm giving him a 3 month severance package. Yeah, whatever, nigga. At the end of the day, bitch, you're getting all that back and a bag of chips when it comes down to the motherfucking tax break that you're going to get for the fiscal year. That's why all these people got to be gone before December 31st. But keep going. Yeah. Twitter.
So like, you know, basically, and I get it. You sound like a person that's been getting your news, you know, getting the Twitter, you know, information from the different news outlets that you follow or whatever the case may be. You're actually on a platform and you use the platform because then you can just kind of get just you're in it. You know what I'm saying? So you know where it's going. But with that being the case, I mean, I think Twitter's fine. And what's dope about Elon Musk, like he comes from that whole Kanye, Donald Trump, who else was on, Steve Jobs, where they moved to the beat of their own drum. You know what I'm saying? So they love when everybody think it is going to be one way, and they just, like, sitting there laughing, like, just playing everybody like a fiddle that's, like, you know, all extra paranoid and stuff like that. They kind of get off on that. So, you know, and then what's been really interesting about, you know, speaking of freedom of speech,
first, you know, like I said, Kanye, you know, before Elon took over, had got suspended. You know what I'm saying? Now he's back. You know what I'm saying? So I think he just came back on earlier today. You know what I'm saying? So what's so cool? I mean, you just see people's thoughts. You know what I'm saying? So earlier today, what he was saying, testing, seeing if my Twitter's unblocked. You know what I'm saying? So you already know he about to, you know, when he want to rant, that's where he going to go. And then, you know, I tweeted out on the Real Adult Talk Twitter page, like, you know, once Jay got reactivated, I was like, all right, now let's get Trump. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, shout out to Elon Musk for, you know.
Trump's been back on for 2 days. Yeah, Trump's been back on for 2 days.
Elon Musk.
Trump has been back on for 2 days.
Yeah.
I don't fuck with Twitter, but for some reason I know I'm fucking news because they talk about Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm trying to ask the question, like, has your experience changed? You see what I'm saying? Because Black is excited, so has y'all experience changed with Twitter? Are y'all just excited that, you know what I'm saying, they're just letting people come back on, you know what I'm saying? What has changed for you, Mo?
Okay, using
Twitter?
Well, nothing's changed. Nothing's changed for me, like I said, because I've been digging it from jump. I told you, this is where I get my news and everything. This is where I kick it at. This is my digital club, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? So nothing's changed. I don't want it to change. That's the thing, because I like the way it is. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want nothing heavy changes. But the reason why I'm just telling you the things that I'm excited about is because I'm a component of freedom of speech. But freedom of, you know, I am a component of it. And I really enjoy the people because, you know, this is the thing, too, you got to understand about Twitter and the Internet and social media that people don't get. Yeah.
Oh, is that quiet?
Yeah. So I'm
breaking up.
You can hear me now?
No, your phone. Yeah. Your phone is going in and out.
All right. So I'm in now, right? All right, because I'm going to stop walking around. I got my AirPods in, so I'm, like, kind of pacing my
okay.
One spot. So, I'm a fan of freedom of speech, you know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is when it comes to social media, especially outlets like Twitter, you know what I'm saying, and just the Internet in general, social media platforms, Instagram, whatever the case may be, whatever you choose, you have to use discernment, meaning that you can't just, you know, anything that gets posted, you can't just let that just take your mind and you just go off on a tangent because somebody posted something and you just, you know, you got to. So I guess what I'm trying to say is what I like about Twitter is I plug into what I want to plug into. So I don't even get that noise that certain people might be so outraged about. Oh, now because they got freedom of speech, I'm hearing all this racist comments. Well, I don't follow these racist, so-called racist people that y'all talking about. So, I miss me with that. You know what I'm saying? So what Twitter is dope is, like, you can just follow the people that you follow, you know, that you want to follow, that interests you. So now your feed is just coming up in my feed. I'm just seeing the people that I'm interested in, you know, their thoughts and stuff like that. So that's what's cool about it. So that's why I say that's where I get my news, because now I'm able to just see the thing that I like about the news was, and this is a good debate to have with you, Smooth. Because, and maybe you just, I don't know, maybe your mind just thinks differently or whatever, but there's a movie that came out a long time ago. I can't even think of the name, but it had the wrestler Roddy Piper. I can't think of the name of it, but.
With the aliens?
I don't know what it's called. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but with the aliens in it?
It was like aliens, but it was like little things that was like, you know, as he was with the billboards and all the things, it was like, you know, just getting into his subconscious or whatever. But when he had his sunglasses on, he could see the real shit. But when he didn't,
right,
like, it was just like all this shit coming in. So that's how I look at the news, you know what I'm saying? So the news, to me, is just such a conditioning, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, for me, I can't speak on nobody else, but for me personally, like, no matter, it's hard for me to use discernment when it comes to the news, because the way they just do it, it just conditions you a certain way. It just massages your brain and it just conditions you. So, you know, I had to just block that shit out. Like, I can't even fuck with it, because I can't even, like, it's hard for me to, like, just, I can't. It's just, like, too old school for me as far as, like, me trying to, like, decipher what I want to take out of it and what I want to leave. Whereas Twitter, I can
the name
that.
Of the movie,
you know,
is called
saying?
They Live, 1988. They Live.
So to me, They Live, that's what the news flourishes on. You know what I'm saying? And I think the reason why you got so many people that's a lot more outspoken now than they ever was is because you can now, you know, it's like we are in a metaverse, meaning that you can kind of create your own reality, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, it's a gift and a curse that comes with that. You know what I'm saying? The gift is you can kind of just critique your life, and you can just have it like positioned where you're only getting what you want. You know what I'm saying? You're only getting the feeds and things that you want, whereas before you had to turn on the TV, and no matter if it's your favorite show, but you're still going to get these commercials. You're still going to get this. You're still going to get that. You got to be, you know, it was more controlling. So you had to, if you wanted to watch your favorite show, you had to be at a certain place in front of the television at that time to watch it. Whereas now, you know, you can just kind of maneuver the way you want. So I just think it's, you know, and like, I dig it, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, it just kind of like really moved into my wheelhouse where I can really, in my opinion, take advantage of it, because, like, you know, that's kind of what I've been trying to do, what I had been doing before social media was popular anyway. I was always kind of like been a person that just bought my own music or bought my own movies and bought my own things. And now, in a sense, physically, I can just have it digitally, and now I can have it right on my own phone. Like, I was just having a conversation with one of my associates, and we were just talking about, like, damn, what if you could take your smartphone back to, like, 1992? You know what I'm saying? Like, people would be amazed if I came into 1992 and I showed you, like, man, with this little device right here, I can have all my music, I can have all my news, I can talk to people, you know what I'm saying? I can, like, you can be in Afghanistan and I can be here, or you can be in South Africa or Australia, whatever, anywhere in the world, and we can just have a conversation and live. You know what I'm saying? So it's just the technology that we have is just it's incredible. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, it comes with its curses too. And the curse is if you don't use proper discernment, you know, it can really fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? So that's my spiel. I don't know what I gotta say.
Is the curse really lack of discernment, or is the curse overindulgence? Which one is it?
I think both, and I'm going to tell you why. That's a good question. I think lack of discernment.
That was just a little food for thought to actually think about your statement. Lack of discernment, I mean, fuck, it is what it is. But the fact that your overindulgence is the real problem. Too much of anything will always be the real problem. That's just like the daily diet. You feel what I'm saying? When you actually look at the human body, right? The human body is not designed to eat every day. Did you know that?
Definitely.
Of course not. So look it up, right? The human body is not designed to eat every day. I know, because I had to help you out because you took too long to answer the question. So you say lack of discernment. What is the definition of discernment? You feel what I'm saying? At the end of the day, right, you don't know what you don't know. Right? So motherfuckers could sit here and think that they had the truth for 30 fucking years, right? Until one fucking day, they actually find out that what they've been thinking for 30 years is wrong. So is that a lack of discernment, or is that just ignorance?
You could be evolving.
You could be what?
Evolving,
which means ignorance. It's just all it is ignorance. When you don't know something, you're just ignorant to what's going on at that particular time. But to discern something means that you have to have experience, right? So, but in order to have experience, you have to actually go through things, right? But the problem with overindulgence is when you fuck around and you just be around too much shit and you're consuming too much shit, you feel what I'm saying? Eventually, you get to the point where your life really don't last as long as it used to. Thus, if you look at the human diet compared to how it was hundreds of years ago and shit, motherfuckers are dying at an earlier age due to consuming too much shit on a daily basis when you're not even designed to eat every fucking day, which means you're not designed to consume every day. This is why I'm getting to the point. So you're talking about how a motherfucker had to sit down at a certain time to be able to consume a particular TV series, et cetera, as opposed to nowadays when everything's at your fingertips and you don't have to exercise sacrifice or you don't have to exercise some type of fucking discipline, like, oh, no, I can watch it after I watch this particular show, whoop-de-whoop. Like, no, motherfucker. There's a reason why there's a time and place for everything. Remember that old statement? There's a time and place for everything. They're getting rid of that time and place. The time is now. So, like, now you can just eat every fucking thing. You can consume everything via entertainment, via fucking knowledge, because too much knowledge is a bad thing if you consume the wrong type of knowledge. Yes or no? Yes or no? That's a rhetorical question. Yes or no? Too much knowledge is a bad thing if you consume the wrong thing, yes? I guess not.
Yes.
Well, whatever. Anyway, so you said you want to have a fucking debate, so I was like, yeah, well, we can go back and forth. But anyway, I'll leave you the floor. Continue, young man. But yeah, I just had to let you know where you're at.
That's my part.
Discernment.
I mean, you know.
You're that discernment.
So, and I just think you have to you have to use discernment. So you got to know what's for you. But like you just said, overindulgence is true. You know what I'm saying? So I think everything in moderation, including moderation. You know what I'm saying? Like, I try not to. That's why I still read my books. You know what I'm saying? Most people just like to read, on their phones now, whatever the case may be. But certain things from old school values and old school traditions, like, I'm keeping that. You know what I'm saying? Like, books. No, I still like to read I still like to put my phone down and read my books. You know what I'm saying? So, that's for me. You know what I'm saying? So, I just think, and the other thing, too, with technology and everything, it's not going nowhere. It's just going to get more and more enhanced. So it's either you evolve or you get left behind, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day as well. And like I said, the cool thing about tech is you can always find the tech that works for you. You know, you don't got to follow the Joneses and just whatever, new thing is out, jump on it. No, it's just certain tech that works for you. So smooth, just analyzing you from our conversation, right? You're not into the smartphones or whatever. You like the BlackBerry. I don't know, like maybe the simplicity of it or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? But it's something about the BlackBerry phone that you still like. You know what I'm saying? That you're like, you know what? I'm good. I don't need all that extra stuff. But at the same time, I noticed the tech that you do like is YouTube, right? So, you know what I'm saying? So it's all about finding your niche. Well, what works for you? So, I would say tech is probably, YouTube is probably your favorite tech.
No.
In my opinion.
No. I just said YouTube to be on the fucking show. But yeah. No.
Okay.
My bad. My bad for leading you down the wrong path.
Okay, yeah.
Right. No.
So what would you say is your favorite tech if it's not YouTube?
My favorite tech is actually the fucking TV when I watch the news. Yeah, my favorite tech is actually the newspaper that still gets delivered to my house. That is my favorite tech, if you want to be honest about it. That's what I use every day. You know what I'm saying? If I say some shit about YouTube, trust me, I use YouTube like once a week, if that. But I use my TV because I have a very high fucking cable bill. You know what I'm saying? So I'm always watching CNET. I'm always watching fucking channels where they actually, show what bills are actually coming up to be voted on, et cetera, et cetera. That's the only thing I use my shit for. Every once in a while, I might consume a fucking. Every once in a while, I might consume a TV show, or I'll go to the movies. I like my BlackBerry because my BlackBerry makes phone calls. My BlackBerry sends emails. The conversation that I had about overindulgence. The new cell phone make it too easy for you to overindulge. So it's getting to the point, right, where, like, I see my kids, so I have to take the tablets and the phone from my kids, right? I see my kids struggling to pick one fucking thing to do. So my kids, sweet baby, I love them because I made them, right? My kids would sit in my house right, utilize my TV. At the same time, utilize my TV. They're on my Wi-Fi looking at their fucking phone or tablet. And they're going back and forth at the same time. They're watching TV and playing on the phone at the same time, which means what? You're not doing anything. You're multitasking, but you're not completing the task at hand because you're constantly missing something. Well, I heard what they said on the show, but did you see what they said on the show? So if you're not looking at the show, you're not looking at the facial mannerisms on this particular show. You're missing the other forms of communication. See, there's nothing wrong with y'all people being black and fucking mo, wanting your smartphones, doodads, and all this other bullshit, right? As long as you use it in moderation. But unfortunately, the new phones allow you to overindulge on a habitual basis to where, like, now you're really not paying attention to what's going on around you 100% of the time. I have nothing to say about 88% or 95%. I'm talking about 100% of the time. That's why I like my phone. My phone that I bought many years ago was for one purpose and one purpose only, to make phone calls. Secondary was to actually, you know, send and receive emails. That was it. That's why I still use it. It still works. It still sends my fucking emails. It still makes my call. Every once in a while, Black might send me a link. I'm like, Black, stop doing it. Nigga, Black sent me a fucking voice recording. Black sent me a voice recording. It took me 3 days to figure out how to use it. I was like, okay, well, why don't you do this to me, man? I was just like, Black just wanted to send a joke. Because maybe because I almost killed it, she's like, you know what? I'm going to show his ass. I'm going to send him a voice recording, and now you got to figure out how to use it. Fucker, why would you do this to me? Eventually, I figured it out, and then I heard her voice. Thank you, Black. Don't do it again. That's where I'm at with it. I like...
In moderation.
No, I like to be able to control my actions. What I see with new social media phones and shit is that a lot of people are no longer able to discipline themselves to control their actions. Let me ask you a question. How many times have you been watching the show lately in your life, right, and for some strange reason, your hand went to your phone? You see what I'm saying? And then you realize that you have to put the phone down. Has it happened to you yet?
Never happened to me. No.
All right. Well, guess what? You are an exception to the rule, then.
Yes.
You're an exception to the rule. But I guarantee you, you've seen it. Right, but you've seen it, though. But you've seen what I'm talking about, right?
My wife does it all the time, and it annoys the shit out of me. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
The way how you just said, probably, you know, I'm not saying, you know, my wife is my wife, your kids is your kids, but, you know, you're in close quarters
but I just said it to make the point. Like, it has nothing to do with children or adults. It's just a simple fact that at the end of the day, you're an exception to the rule. Congratulations on you having the superpower to do that. But more and more people I see are fucking up because they're too overindulged.
That part is true. You know what I'm saying? I can definitely see that. Attention spans are getting shorter. You know what I'm saying? People do not have the attention spans that they once had. And because of social media, with everything being like kind of laid out, like, I love what we do because having a podcast and being able to voice our opinions, it keeps me sharp for conversations. So, that's becoming a lost art. You know what I'm saying? People are not communicating the way they once did. So people are starting
to be more comfortable
texting you than actually having a physical conversation in front of your face. That's another thing.
And they can't even spell correctly. What the fuck?
So, but I think it has more gifts than – I think it has more, you know – more what's the word I'm
benefit
for? Yeah, I
you're talking about it has more benefits.
I think it has more benefit than non-benefits. I would say if it's used the right way, like you got to handle it the right way. And if you can, oh man.
But let's get this one thing straight, right? But there's a difference between generations. You see what I'm saying? Those that have the solid base, you see what I'm saying? They can actually utilize social media and utilize this new technology in a manner to where it's not contrary to how they really want to do things, right? But what about the new kids? They don't have a fucking base.
Foundation.
They don't have any type
of
discipline. Right. They don't have any type of discipline. So, like, now everything is now. You got shows where the whole entire season comes out the same fucking day. So they lack the ability to actually be disciplined and wait for the next fucking week. Now, when we talk about attention spans, right? My kids, I told my kids, man, look, there ain't no socialism here. We ain't supporting communism, but they still got the TikTok, right? So before the TikTok, you'll watch a video. A video could be like 2 minutes long, right? 3 minutes long. That was okay. But now do the TikTok, just like 20 seconds, 30 seconds. So now the two-minute video has become too fucking long. What the fuck? Man, when the fuck did 2 minutes become too long? Oh, no. I sent my child a video. Like, the video was too long. I'm like, it was 2 minutes. What the hell you mean it was too long?
It's taking too long.
Right. Like, my child literally told me the video was too long. I was confused.
Too long.
I said, I didn't send you a 15-minute video. I didn't send you a 30-minute video. I sent you 2 minutes. Matter of fact, I remember it was 2 minutes and 9 seconds. So I'm trying to figure out, was the 9 seconds too long? But like, let me know. So, yeah, if they don't have the base, and we're not raising, when I say we, I'm just talking about parents, right, because we're not raising our kids with the proper base, with the proper founding. You see what I'm saying? Nowadays, here you go. They got the phone, the technology smart, right? They got the phone, they got the fucking tablets and shit like that. But they lack the lessons that was bestowed upon us when it comes down to discipline. You have motherfucking adults who was raised with discipline, but they're undisciplined now. But they still have that fucking base. These kids ain't got it. So just like the Eiffel Tower, they're going to grow. But eventually, they're going to start to lean. Because any building, it doesn't matter how high you build it. If that fucking ground ain't structured, you see what I'm saying? If they don't have a strong base, what's going to happen to that fucking building? It's going to collapse. And that's what's going on. These small-ass, punk-ass chairs, they got like a little small, little skinny base. So they're going to get as high as they possibly can, and they're going to fall the fuck over. Due to the overindulgence. Due to the new technology. And yes, studies have shown that the shit is addictive. You mean to tell me a light button has the same fucking dopamine effect as a line of cocaine? As a line of cocaine, man. You got motherfuckers online now doing crimes that we know are crimes, but they just need that like button because they need that hit. For popularity, clout is a dangerous drug. Needing to be wanted is a dangerous drug. That like button is dangerous. So I stay away from it because I was ready to say no to drugs. Nicotine. But I digress.
Really talks about. Yeah, it's a good show to really, like, to really kind of on Netflix. So-called Black Mirror.
Black what? Say that again. Hello, say that again one more time, Mo. Black what?
Into a mirror?
Loaded.
Mirror.
Black Mirror. Okay, continue. I think your phone went out and came back in. Say a sentence real quick so that we know that you're here, Black. I mean, Mo. Say a sentence. Say hello or some shit.
Hear me. Testing.
All right, so your word, the first part of your word didn't come through, but I heard testing. But I heard me testing or some shit like that, so I don't know.
Stuff up. Hold on. All right. All right. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me better now?
Yes, I can. What did you do different? Did you get rid of some of your technology?
Yeah, I did. I got rid of my AirPods.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
sucker.
So I got rid of the AirPods.
So yeah. So all right. So now the people can hear me, and so you can hear me better. Have you ever seen?
Yeah, I got a headphones with a string attached to it. How do you like those apples?
I'm sure you do. Yes, I'm sure you do.
But Black Mirror. Have you ever seen a show called Black Mirror?
I've heard of it. Never watched it.
Oh, very good show. Because you know what? The reason why this show is good because each show is its own individual movie. So
okay.
the way I would describe it, it's Twilight Zone meets technology. So, you know, it's in the era that we're in now, but, you know, just showing how technology can go in all different types of directions. So definitely recommend, you know, for anybody, you know, this kind of, I don't know, fascinated with tech and how the good and the bad of tech. That show showcases it very well. But getting back, now, I just had a question for you. So, once again, what was it? Because I know you Googled it or whatever the case may be. That movie I spoke about earlier with Roddy Piper. What was it called?
Yeah, They Live. I used to watch it all the time. What about it?
They Live. Okay. So now, getting back. So now you just, you know, got on the soapbox, and I don't know if you was just debating me or whatever the case may be, but you talked about a lot of the cons of the new tech, right? All the cons you're seeing, you know what I'm saying? So now I want to kind of reverse this conversation and ask you, because I don't know, I was just it just used to mess with me, but I guess maybe, you know, I don't have a superpower as far as that was my weakness, you know what I'm saying? So you tell me, how are you able to use discernment when you are, you know, watching your favorite news programs or reading your newspaper from specific writers that's just, you know, packaging it well so you can just, receive it. You know what I'm saying? Like, how are you able to use your discernment? Because it used to just mess with me.
Well, let me help you out. Once you said specific writers, that's where you went wrong. Because don't forget, the way we was raised, right? When I say we, people 40 and up. The way we was raised, when it came out for a research paper, we would take multiple different sources, right? We would investigate all those fucking sources and then come to our conclusion. So when it come down to the news, right, I watch everything. You feel what I'm saying? I read everything. I digest everything, but I can do that only because of my base. You see what I'm saying? Of my base. The only reason why I can do all that shit is because of the way I was raised. So, yes, I take everything. I digest it. A lot of shit you're going to find out, I investigate the shit, right? A lot of shit you're going to find out is true. A lot of shit you're going to find out is false. A lot of times you're going to find out that a motherfucker has their own biased statement. Yes. That's how it goes. But unfortunately, when it comes out to social media, When I do a search on social media, right? When I say social media, I mean like a search engine. So you'll do a search with Yahoo, Google, MSN, AOL, et cetera, right? When you do these searches nowadays, you're getting the same shit. You're getting the same links. You're getting a lot of copy and paste. So a lot of times a motherfucker will read some shit, but they keep reading the same shit. And they actually think that it's the truth because it's the copy and paste. That's the power of social media. You can just hit copy and fucking paste. That's the problem. See, you're talking about discernment. I remember a time when the internet first started out, you had the real shit, and of course you still had the fake shit, right? But you can look at the website and tell that it was fake. You can look at the link and tell that it was fake. And you still can. But people don't do it anymore. They've lost the ability to actually search. I remember a time where they actually had classes for you to learn how to search on the internet. As far as using the asterisk on a particular word, asterisk, right? Then hit send. They don't do that anymore. I still type in the URL address. Motherfuckers just hit copy and paste. Or they hit share.
look.
But in the process of hitting the share, right, they're not looking at the URL as just, and guess what they're getting? They're getting viruses.
Yeah.
So to answer your question, I read it all. I watch it all. I invest it all. And then I speak on it. A lot of times it'll be true. A lot of times it'll be true, and sometimes it'll be false. You see what I'm saying? Up until recently, all my life, I just literally thought that the bubonic plague was caused by fucking rats that died in the water. Come to find out I was wrong. It was the fucking fleas on the rats. You see what I'm saying? I'm fucking 40. So there's always room to learn shit. There's always room to actually fuck around and humble yourself and delete some information that you thought was correct. But you got to be willing to do it. Anything else?
Well, no. All right. You answered that very, very well. You know what I'm saying? But the thing that I would say, and once again, this is just me talking from my perspective, because I like how you said, you know, generally, you know what I'm saying? But like the same way I said that's my weakness, because the way you're able to indulge in these different news sources and stuff like that and then digest it your own way, I wasn't able to do that. You know what I'm saying? It was messing with me. It was getting lost in translation or whatever. So for me, I like the fact that I'm able to cut out the middleman. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel I can just investigate myself. So I can kind of put on my reporter hat and go to this particular person, you know, tweets or whatever, and I can just kind of like analyze it myself as opposed to, I guess, a news outlet doing the same thing but then adding their spin to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, for me, I'm able to just get a raw aspect of it and then draw my own conclusions instead of, you know, it's just like I said, it's just going to the source to me instead of, like, having them kind of, like, you know, copy and paste, so to speak, in their own way, to make it digestible for the people, you know, just watching their particular news program. So that's just, you know, that's kind of my thoughts on it. So, you know, so that is Twitter, man. So I'm kind of, you know, excited but hesitant at the same time because, you know, I don't know what's ahead, man. I hope that that all the new changes or whatever that could be on the horizon, I hope is going to better the product. But like I said, I like it the way it is. You know what I'm saying? I don't really think it has to be tweaked too much. So, you know, just going to be eager to see what happens. But I'm wondering what happened to Black, because Black was so excited at the end of this conversation.
The sad thing is, this is Black's topic. I don't know if Black lost her phone. I don't know if she had a relapse and she started drinking some of that liquor before the end of the year. I have no clue. All I know is that Black has until 9:30, a.k.a. 10:30 for y'all, to, you know what I'm saying, come back on this phone and tell us why the topic of the day is fucking Twitter. Okay?
Exactly.
I talked to Mo about the Twitterverse, but Black just decided to say, fuck it. I'm off the phone. She hit the mute button, or her fucking mic probably broke on the new phone because that's how y'all new phones are manufactured. You see what I'm saying? My shit is built to last. Thank you very much. Ooh, yeah, I said it. Nigga, Mo was on the phone with his expensive ass AirPods and shit. Meanwhile, I have a fucking headpiece with a line on it and a plug in. Yeah, how you like those apples?
AirPods.
Right. But you had to get off your AirPods because your AirPods wasn't doing its job.
I got the trifecta, man. I told you, I'm like a joy when I put it all together, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm
he got the watch and all. He got the Dick Tracy watch. Call him Dick Tracy.
I got you call it Dick Tracy, James Bond, Inspector Gadget. You know what I'm saying? I got that.
No,
watch.
Dick Tracy. You remember Hey, bro, you remember Dick Tracy, man? Dick Tracy started that shit.
Yeah, all that.
Yeah,
shit,
give Dick Tracy his props with the watch, man.
And I'm indulging in it. So anyway, you know what I'm saying? So this was, like I said, you know, you would think this was my topic, but, you know, this was, in fact,
this
Black's
is Black's
topic.
Don't
talk Twitter. No, Black is not.
And like she disappeared. Oh, no. No, she got blocked. She got blocked. She had the Twitter blocked.
But anyway, so that is Twitter.
Oh, that's
great. for the night. So, you know, so now we at my favorite part of the show. So we about to get into the world famous chop up. So for anybody that's new to the show, it's your first time listening to the show, this is the part of the show where I get a chance to just talk my shit on particular topics that I thought was interesting throughout the week. And, you know, I'm just bringing it to our platform, and we're going to chop it up and talk about it. So things, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I kind of, like, already went over a few of the things, but I kind of wanted to just spin back around, so to speak. But big shout-out to Trump. I said, you know, he was, I guess, unblocked, or, you know, suspension has been lifted. He had, like, a 2-year suspension. It seemed like if Elon Musk didn't buy Twitter, it seemed like Trump would have never got back on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? It seemed like they was just going forever, like, to keep him off. You know what I'm saying? So, so shout out to Elon Musk for doing that. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, on the cusp of that, or, you know, right before that, you know, Trump did announce that he will be officially running for presidency in 2024. So, hey, man.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I'm pumped up about this. All right, so let's talk about
it. I don't know how I feel about that.
All right, let's chop it up about it. Why, you know, how do you say you don't know how do you feel about it, but why are you hesitant?
I don't know how I feel about that. Let's get one thing straight, right? At the end of the day, it's not about if Trump can do a better job than Biden, right? I have no doubt that Trump can do a better job than Biden. What I don't like is the outcome of the midterms. You see what I'm saying? That I don't like the outcome of the midterms. There was no messages that was actually being thrown out, right? The only thing they could do is what they did do. And they used Trump. They used the MAGA movement. You know what I'm saying? Fuck the draconian, you know what I'm saying, laws that was passed and bestowed upon people during the COVID, right? Fuck all that shit. Fuck the fact that gas got so fucking high that it's ridiculous, right? Fuck the fact that, you know, your fucking son's a crackhead. But there's a shitload of niggas that's still in jail. But your son ain't never did no time, right? So you would think that with all this shit that happened within these 2 years, that the results from the midterms would be different. The only weapon they had was Trump's name. And that was enough. That was enough to rally the troops to vote.
What? Yeah, against
you know
Trump.
What I'm
because of the
right,
whole.
Right. You see what I'm saying? But look, if they didn't have Trump as a fucking excuse, man, the midterms would have been different. So I say this to say this, right? Remember, motherfuckers had such a bad taste in their mouth for Obama that they kept Obama away during the election process for Biden because it was too soon, right? But they used him for the midterms because guess what? Like, they needed his ass. He rallied the troops. What I'm saying is, in 2023, when Trump started doing his thing, how many more motherfuckers are going to come out to vote just to make sure that at the end of the day, the rally cry, anybody but Trump, right, is sustainable? That's why I said I don't know how I feel about it. Like, I have no doubt that he can do a better job than Biden. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that I am unwilling to do another 4 fucking years of Biden.
No.
So at the end of the day, I don't believe Trump, man, if Trump don't have the personality to actually sit back and be a vice president. You feel
what
I'm saying?
No, hell no.
Trump don't have the personality to sit back and be like a secretary of state. He needs to be in charge. Right, you know what I'm saying?
That's irrelevant.
Right. But Trump is willing to actually, you know what I'm saying, go to war with a motherfucker just to make sure that everybody knows that he's the man in the room. Whatever. But what I'm saying is, man, these fucking midterms showed me that even though a motherfucker is the better candidate, he may not be the best choice.
All right. So, all right. You know, I respect what you said, man. Like, definitely. So here's my retort to what you're saying, right? So, and this gets back.
I hope
to
you got numbers.
I don't need numbers. I know you. That's why this is interesting when me and you talk this politics stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because I think we got two different perspectives, and that's what's good for the show. That's what drives the show, right? So, but my thing is, getting back to what you said, I'm saying, like, you was like a reporter a couple of weeks ago when we was talking about the whole midterm. You know what I'm saying? You put me on a Herschel Walker, and you know what I'm saying? You tell me this and that and that and this. And you kind of had the same energy before. Like, you seemed like you was disappointed. Like, nah, I thought it was going to be this way, and it was that way, and it's this way and that way. To me, that comes from all your news outlets pumping all this information, blah, blah, blah. It should be this, and then it goes this way and that. You know what I'm saying? Like, for me.
No, that actually comes from talking to people. That has nothing to do with the news. That has everything to do with talking to the people around. That's why if you remember the statement that I made, I was like, man, look, I think these motherfuckers voting a different way. They say one thing, but they voting a different way. But now, keep going.
So, like I said, so I'm like, fuck all that. When it comes to the midterms, I'm like, fuck all that. I can care less. But you know what I'm saying? I don't want to say it that way, but that's kind of how I feel. You know what I'm saying? Right now, until I got kids in a school district or I got properties in a particular area, I give a fuck about the midterms. All I care about is the presidential election right now. You know what I'm saying? That's all I care about. I'm just being honest. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even going to sugarcoat and act like I care because I don't. So with me, this is where my discernment comes in, because I can care less. You know what I'm saying? But what I am doing, I'm just reading the room. I'm just picking up on different energies that I'm seeing. So I'm hearing what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? So my whole thing is this. Remember we talked about Nancy Pelosi a few weeks back, right? So Nancy Pelosi, right, I don't know, something happened, and her husband got beat up, you know what I'm saying, with a hammer or some shit. I noticed I haven't really heard nothing about it, you know what I'm saying, like that part. But what I did hear was...
Oh, yeah, they hired that shit because like, the video, the cop fucking video shows a totally different story.
Okay, but anyway, that's...
Yeah.
But the point I'm trying to make is the other... announcement that came this week was Nancy Pelosi is stepping down as what, the House Speaker?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, because of the shit with her husband. Yeah, because of the shit with her husband.
So what I'm trying to say is it seems like it's some entities out here working like, all right, bitch, you know what I'm saying, you're doing too much. I don't know this to be true. I'm just going by my intuition and what I feel. I feel like things are connected. They put a hit out on her husband, like, look, some mob style, like, yo, you need to fall the fuck back, whatever, blah, blah, blah. All of a sudden, 2 weeks later, she's, you know, announcing that she's not going to be the Speaker of the House anymore, which I am glad, because I did not like her, you know what I'm saying? So I'm glad that she's out of here. And like I said, anytime she came to New York, she hooked up with this dude named Chuck Schumer, and they talk all this Trump and all that bullshit. So now she's out of the picture. And then, like I said, I'm paying attention, I'm reading energy. It's not a coincidence that, okay, Trump announced that he's running for president, and then 2 days later, Elon Musk says, okay, Trump, you know what I'm saying, I'm lifting your Twitter ban. That's not all coincidence. I see the energy, you know what I'm saying? I see where it's shifting. So, and then you talk about, of course, like, it's not surprising to me that everybody thought it was going to be like a red wave, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of conservatives going to get, you know, get control of the House and the Senate or whatever. It doesn't surprise me none that because they was trying to trip Trump up to getting arrested for some shit or whatever, none of that shit stuck because he's always lawyered up. And then none of this surprised me that the Democrats would come out and vote because they're like, no, this guy, you know what I'm saying, all the, like, people talking that same rhetoric, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, we just can't let this guy anybody but Trump. So now this sets the stage for 2023 for him to, for Trump to really talk about the Platinum Plan. Now, I know I keep talking about this, but this is stuff that I'm just very eager to hear about because I feel like I got cheated. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to see what the Platinum Plan would be for the 2020 election. But, you know, like I said, Biden won. To me, they cheated, whatever the case may be, this whole COVID shit that came out. It was just a bunch of bullshit, in my opinion. So now I want to see those talking points. I want to see Trump just talk mad shit about the inflation and all the fucking trade shit that's fucked up now because Biden's back in office. They don't think business. They just think, I don't know what I'm saying. So it's going to be interesting to see who gets exposed now. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm all about. I can't wait for it. You know, let's start our engines because 2023 is going to be a big year, man, because it's going to be a big transition year going to 2024. So, you know, so that's that topic, you know what I'm saying? But if you want to hear more about this, you know, this will be one of my topics that me and Kev Herc will be discussing on this Tuesday's episode of Reasonable Doubt. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna dive a little bit more into that. So now, switching gears, I haven't done a TV review in a minute, right? So I'm gonna really zone out to this one show I've been zoning out to, man. I think, especially talking about technology and all this other stuff, man. And plus, I just want to shout out Jeff Bezos, right? Shout out to Jeff Bezos. And we were just talking earlier. This has been a technology conversation we've had this whole night. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Black for this topic. Twitter is the topic. So we're just talking tech tonight.
Who?
Huh?
Shout out to who?
Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos.
No. Who did you just shout out?
Black. Leave no shame.
Oh, you talking about the ghost.
Yeah, the ghost of Black. You know what I'm saying? She's the
yeah,
one
oh,
that
yeah,
came
yeah,
on,
yeah, 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 yeah.
on Twitter and really has to
oh, yeah, yeah.
know
Casper.
About Twitter. Yeah, that one.
Yeah,
that one.
Casper. Oh, okay, my bad. I'm sorry. I didn't realize we can talk to ghosts, but keep going. Yeah. Right.
So yeah, man, so big shout out to Jeff Bezos, right? Because I really like what he's doing on the low with this Amazon Prime. You know what I'm saying? So we just talked about how Netflix, you know what I'm saying? How Netflix is still probably, you know, they still probably got the number one slot. I don't know for how long, but Netflix is still the go-to because, you know, like I said, they changed the game when they just, you know, was like, all right, we dropping the whole season all in one shot, so now you can just binge watch all you want, right? Which is cool. I like that. I like how Netflix has that. But I like how most of the other networks, I think Netflix is still the only network that does that, has the week-to-week shows. So it's still, you know, so you still get that excitement once you find a show that you really like. So long story short, this show called The Periphery. Oh, man. It might be one of my favorite TV shows ever. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm watching it over and over and over again. It's just that interesting to me. Maybe because it's just so many different storylines going on at once. But anyway, it's called The Peripheral, and it's on Amazon Prime. And it's why I'm thinking about Amazon Prime, too, because the other show that I used to watch religiously over and over again, and I still will, I'm just not in that zone right now, is Meat Eater. You know what I'm saying? I got hit to them on Netflix, but they only have a couple of seasons of Meat Eater on Netflix. But they have the whole season on Amazon Prime. So I'm like, I don't know. It's like they're doing something different. Bezos, of course, his pockets is endless. And now he's getting his network up. You know what I'm saying? And I'm noticing now when they come with a product, man, they come up with a product that you can just, if you really dig it, you know what I'm saying, you can watch. It's binge-worthy. You know what I'm saying? And you don't have to have it all at once unless you know wasn't hip to the show and you just started, you know, watching it in the second season, and you can go back and watch all the first episodes. But this, anyway, long story short, The Peripheral, it's an original show from Amazon Prime. Just came out in October. It's like 5 episodes in, and it's just real. Not to give it away, I don't want to, like, you know, even if I try to give it away, it's so intertwined. You got to watch it a few times to really get it, man. So I really, you know, Pulp Fiction is my favorite movie of all times. And the reason why I love that movie, because to me, Pulp Fiction changed the game as far as movies, the way I watch movies. You know what I'm saying? Pulp Fiction was the first movie that I saw that the story was so intertwined and different things going on. It was all out of order that you had to watch it at least like 2-3 times before you really understood the whole movie. And this is how this is for this whole TV show. You know what I'm saying? So I'm finding myself, and I can just go back and just watch different scenes. It's just, it's very interesting. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, you know, technology, gaming, the future. Yeah, it's pretty dope, man. So The Peripheral, definitely a thumbs up for me, man. So big shout out to Amazon Prime. I just like the content they're coming with over there. You know what I'm saying? So I think Jeff Bezos, he just, you know, he put a network together and he's got the money to do it, man. So, you know, Netflix, you know, you definitely got some competition. You know what I'm saying? So that's that. What else I want to touch base on? So haven't did a music review in a minute. You know what I'm saying? I've been doing a lot of the music reviews or Reasonable Doubt. But this particular music review, because, when I do the Reasonable Doubt show, I like to kind of have it correlate with certain themes so it just makes sense. Because, like I said, it's three topics that we go over, right? So this topic, I was trying to, like, kind of piece it together so I could put it, like, with, like, you know, big shout-out to the Buffalo Bills. Just beat the Browns today, but, you know, every time I wanted to talk about the Buffalo Bills, they would lose. So, I kind of lost juice with this particular music review because, you know what I'm saying, I wanted to kind of correlate the whole Buffalo movement that's going on up there. But anyway, long story short, big shout-out to West Side Gun. You know, he dropped the album. It was probably about 2-3 weeks ago, maybe about a month ago, but it's called 10. And it's from the Hitler Wears Hermes series. So this is the tenth album in reference to that series that he has. But West Side Gun, you know what I'm saying? He's the leader of Griselda. West Side Gun, to me, he's like a mixture of RZA and Ghostface. If you could just put it in the blender, you know what I'm saying? You kind of like West Side Gun. Big fan of his, you know what I'm saying? Very, all the music that's coming out of Griselda, especially like his particular music, is very abstract, very. He's just picking up where Wu-Tang left off, you know what I'm saying, and I dig it. So the new West Side Gun, definitely, man, thumbs up, you know what I'm saying. A couple of the highlights that's on the album. I love how he gets a lot of the, now you would say, like, older school artists, because, you know, rap is constantly evolving, you know what I'm saying. But he'll get a lot of the older, especially New York artists, and just bring them back and showcase them again. So, you know, this particular song, I think I posted on Real Adult Talk Twitter page, but it's called Science Class. Oh, man, it's got, and look, it's going to sound real old school when I say the people that's on there, but they fucking come together like these other, man, and it's a dope song. But anyway, so it's got Busta Rhymes, it's got Raekwon, and it's got Ghost, but it's on Griselda, and it's got West Side Gun, so the vibe of it is just dope, you know what I'm saying? Like, Busta Rhymes, one of his best verses that he's had in years, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, just the shit he's talking about, man, loyalty, friendship, man, just felt that shit. Of course, Raekwon, whenever he gets on some West Side Gun, you know, he's going to test IQ the links talk. And then Ghost. Nobody does it like Ghost, man. You know what I'm saying? It's been a minute since Ghost came out with a new album. Eager to see what he might be cooking up, you know what I'm saying? He's the one Wu-Tang member that I was still – my favorite Wu-Tang member is Ghostface, you know what I'm saying? So anytime he drops something, I'm all in. It's been a minute. But anyway, his verse on there. So, you know what I'm saying? It's just vintage Ghostface, man. Yeah, just check it out, man. Just a dope, dope song, man. And Ghost verse and Busta Rhymes verse is just classic, man. So, shout out to that song. Once again, it's called Science Class off the new West Side Gun. Also, I like how he has DJ Drama. He's kind of like basically hosting a whole album. You know what I'm saying? DJ Drama, I fucks with him. You know what I'm saying? Usually when DJ Drama gets with like a particular artist, is good. I talked about the Jeezy joint that a couple of weeks ago, you know what I'm saying? Him and Jeezy had the new Snowfall joint that I'm rocking, you know what I'm saying, representing ATL. Of course, he won a Grammy with Tyler, the Creator, for the album they did like last year. So, you know, like I said, and I was talking about this on Reasonable Doubt, if I had a choice between DJ Khaled and DJ Drama, I'm DJ Drama all day, man. But, yeah, so shout out to that. And then, you know, another song that kind of highlights, and remember, like I said, he takes a lot of these old school New York rappers, gives them like a showcase, you know what I'm saying, for this new wave. But the other song that kind of like struck me on the whole album is dope, but these are like just some of the highlights. But there's a song called Peppers, and that's featuring Black Star. I don't really fuck with Black Star no more because I'm like kind of like off that whole backpack wave or whatever. But them and West Side Gun is a nice mix. You know what I'm saying? We haven't heard Yasiin Bey, a.k.a. Mos Def, in a minute. You know what I'm saying? So, and never was a fan of Talib Kweli, but he actually, you know, his verse along with Mos Def and then I don't know if Stove God is on there, but I got to, it's kind of like, I don't know, I'm kind of losing my train of thought, but, you know, West Side Gun, of course, is on the song, and it's just dope, man. It's dope. It works. And so, anyway, so just a thumbs up on that album, man. Once again, the West Side Gun joint, straight out of Buffalo, New York. The Depths have been doing their thing. Speaking of Black Star, like, so I don't know if anybody caught Dave Chappelle on Saturday Night Live last week. But it was good, man. You know what I'm saying? Especially coming off of all the controversy that we had with Kanye and Kyrie. Give some nice comedy, you know what I'm saying, levity to it. You know, just interesting perspective, you know what I'm saying? Whenever Dave Chappelle talks, you know what I'm saying, it's like, it's almost like a speech, you know what I'm saying, but it's a funny speech, you know what I'm saying? But it definitely has rules in it. So that was dope. Like I said, Black Star, they was on Saturday Night Live, but once they was the musical guest, but once they started performing, I just cut that shit off because I was open. But on the West Side Gun album, it works. So that's that. Let me see here, what else? So, I didn't get a chance to talk about this last week, but I wanted to kind of talk about it a little bit more. This is probably the last time I'll talk about it. You know, started to get kind of like, all right, I'm, you know, let's move on. But I think it needed to be talked about. But I did get a chance to see, and for the first time, I'm actually say the name because, you know, on social media I posted it, but I was seeing on social media, Wake Up Black America. You know, that's the movie that Kyrie got a lot of controversy. And speaking of Kyrie, big shout out to him.
From Hebrews to Negroes.
Yes. Okay. All right. So smooth. Did you? I gotta ask you. I don't know if you saw it, but did you see it or did you hear about it? What did you think? If you did, or
I watched it a few years ago.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Right.
What are your thoughts?
No, I'll let you tell me your thoughts first.
Okay. All right. So I'll go first. So anyway, so I posted this.
We only got like 8 minutes, and I know if I start rambling on, you can be like, motherfucker.
Hold on.
Keep going.
What happened? Oh.
No, I was like, because we only got like 8 minutes left, and I was like, if I start rambling on, you can be like, motherfucker.
But oh, yeah. I might never even get the mic again. All right, so I'm going to try to just set up real quick, because I want to hear your thoughts on it. So basically, all right, so long story short, first and foremost, so anybody listening to this show live, or if you're listening to it on the re-air, the playback or whatever, if you do watch, and for the first time, I'm saying I'm not just calling the Wake Up Black America, which I was saying on my social media just to keep it you know, a little politically correct. But Hebrews to Negroes, right? I think the title kind of turns a lot of people off. So, first off, if you do watch it, it's on Amazon Prime. Yeah, so once again, big shout out to Jeff Bezos because it's on his platform. You know what I mean? I was just talking about Amazon Prime with the peripheral. And on IMDb, which is a very respected source of ratings and reviews, they got 4.5 mics out of 5 mics. So that's telling you something right there. You know what I'm saying? Now, I will say this. If you do watch it, you got to get past, like, what, the first, I think, the 17 minutes. Because the first 17 minutes, if you ever go to the movies and they just showing, like, the upcoming features with this, bunch of Black Israelite type of upcoming features. You're like, this might be a little too Black. I mean, I'm Black. It might be a little too Black. So that probably turned a lot of people off right there. Just the 17 minutes of just like, oh, you like this? Check this out. Check this out. Check this out. And a lot of conspiracy kind of sounding movies and titles and stuff like that. But long story short, once you get past all of that and you get to when they start breaking it down, chapter one, because it's like probably like 5 chapters. So once it starts chapter one, that's when you need to pay attention because that's when it starts. So once again, I'm not going to say I agree with everything on there, but it was definitely more truth than fiction in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? So I just think anytime – and well, first off, I'll say this too. For them to hype it up like it was just the most hateful thing ever, that's completely false. It's completely wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like with, just like with any other movie that you watch or this is a documentary – you know what I'm saying? You should be mature enough to be able to watch it and be able to, once again, this is the word of the night, discernment, and take the jewels that's truthful to you. So that's what I got from it. It was definitely eye-opening. Very well done. And a lot of this shit makes perfect sense because, like I said, now you can't just say certain things and just think people are just going to like – you can't just create people's narratives for them where now we have these search engines like Google and –
maps and whatever, where you can actually go and do your own research and draw your own conclusions. Like now, people are not just going to tell you what they're not going to go by just what they've been taught. You know what I'm saying? People now want to do their own research, and I think that's what this movie does very well. So, you know, that's my points on it. Definitely thumbs up for me. And I, like I said, I even tweeted, you know, thanks, you know, for Kyrie just putting it out there. You know what I'm saying? Because he didn't have to do that, of course. A lot of his advisors probably advised him not to do it. But for him to, I guess he felt it in his heart to put it out there for the people to see, thumbs up to that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's my thought. So, you know, we got about 5 minutes. So what did you think?
A few years ago, Hillary Clinton had a high-ranking position over, you know, some government facilities. Well, it got to the point where information was being leaked out that they was going to run on the embassy. You know what I'm saying? They was going to attack the embassy, all this other good shit, right? Hillary Clinton didn't act. They overtook the embassy, of course. You know, a lot of Americans died. During the course of the outrage, Hillary Clinton blamed a YouTube video that was published years before the event, right? And the media picked it up and ran with it. So as opposed to attacking the source, the ignorance of Hillary Clinton, they just decided to listen as opposed to doing their research on a fucking YouTube video that was posted years before. So you just mean to tell me all of a sudden this fucking YouTube video that's been up for years, right, triggered a massive outrage for a people to overtake an embassy. Right, right, right. I said that to say this. When it came down to Kyrie Irving reposting a tweet, because it wasn't an official tweet. All he did was repost the fucking link, right, in general words. The subject of From Hebrews to Negroes, the first time I watched it, and shit, when you come for somebody's origin, right, they're going to attack back. Simple as that. When you watch the video, it has nothing to do with the video. It has nothing to do with the video. So when people started to talk about the video, they were speaking about the video via ignorance because they never watched the video.
True.
The anti-Semitism statement label comes from two things. One came from black people allowing the Jewish community to play with Kanye West. You see what I'm saying? So since we allowed them to get away with Kanye West, like, well, shit, we can do this for fucking Kyrie Irving. The movie From Hebrew to Negroes, you know what I'm saying, the Jewish community and the BIUIC, right, that's the Black Israelites, that particular movement. They are at odds. You feel what I'm saying? They're at odds. So the title anti-Semitic has nothing to do with the movie. It has everything to do with the movement. So anything pertaining to the movement is always going to be ostracized, and they're going to make sure that whoever decides to fuck around and promote it will get demoted. So that's where I'm at with that. As far as the movie's concerned, I didn't see anything new. The reason why I say I didn't see anything new, because I've been to Egypt. I've been to Africa. I've been to Russia. I've been to Europe. So you've seen all these things. There's black people everywhere across the world. You see what I'm saying? You learn about who actually design the castles in England and in Spain and shit like that. And those people were not of Caucasian origin. The Caucasians were the laborers in certain aspects. So that's just where I'm at with it. There's nothing to say about it. The only thing I can say is that everybody of melanated skin needs to come together. And from now on, even if we don't like what somebody says that looks like us, we don't chastise them in public. You see what I'm saying? But if you try to chastise what belongs to us, then we're going to come for you. And we're going to whip your ass. And then we're going to take care of ours. And that is all.
That's it, man. Some unity. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, you summed that up, man. So I totally respect your point of view on that. And big shout out to Louis Farrakhan. You know what I'm saying? Man, this is one that, and once again, I don't agree with everything that Louis Farrakhan does or says, but he so eloquently really came to their defense, man. And he just summed it up with Kanye and Kyrie so beautifully, man. And you know, because Kyrie, like I said, you know, if you reading this, if you listen to this late, you know, Kyrie's first game back was tonight, you know, this Sunday night, which was where we at, November 20th. So you know, if you follow any of the four shows, they're gonna be talking about this like probably like all week this week. So it's just gonna be interesting to see how this lands. Yeah, man, so, you know, just shout out to Louis Farrakhan, man, because what he was saying, how, you know, Kyrie's had to go through all these, like, hoops to get back in good standings or whatever so he can play again, and they had to say sorry and apologize and all this other stuff and go to meet these high-ranking rabbis or whatever the case may be. But he was just saying, like, yeah, you want to pick on Kyrie or whatever, but, you know, have a scholar go with him. You know what I'm saying? Somebody that knows, somebody who just, you know, the way you articulated, somebody who's been in these different places and done the research, like the person whoever put together this documentary. You can see, I mean, he's very resourceful. You know what I'm saying? So if you got somebody who really did the knowledge, it can't be denied. I mean, if it's, you know what I'm saying? If you can just, you know, they only can make you look foolish or whatever the case may be if they feel that you're ignorant to certain things, you know what I'm saying? But once you know, your eyes is, or your third eye or whatever the case may be, you know, you have true knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, then they can't just, you know, pull that, you know, wool, you know, pull the cover over you, you know what I'm saying? Like you can see things, and then you can have a logical debate that really will be informative to the public, and then you can just draw your own conclusions, you know, instead of somebody just telling you how it should be. So, you know, so that's that. So, once again, this has been the world's famous chop-up. So, you know, big shout-out to Smooth for holding it down, co-hosting tonight. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what happened to Twitter. I mean, I know what happened to Twitter. Twitter's right here.
She's on Twitter right now, probably tweeting.
I don't know what happened to Black in her Twitter topic. Black went silent. I think it was a setup for, you know what I'm saying? So, I guess I had the world-famous chop-up 2 weeks in a row while Black was able to, I don't know, do what she's doing. But anyway. You know, big shout out to me for holding it down. Shout out to Black for the Twitter topic, of course. You know what I'm saying? We did talk through tech tonight, so that's always good. So, you know, of course, if you want to put a face with the voice, definitely holler at me on IG. MoBins, MoBins. Definitely follow the Twitter page, man. I always keep it crunkling there, man. We made some adjustments, you know what I'm saying? So I think you'll like what you see. You know, that's real adult talk. Of course, we put that country twain, talk is spelled T-A-W-K. And as always, you know what I'm saying, every time, you know, each week, this is what we come here to discuss, you know, real adult topics, man. We bring it to you live and uncut. So every Sunday, you know what I'm saying, 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Eastern time, fuck with us. All right, so, you know, as I like to say, until next week, everybody be safe, be blessed, sign it off. Peace, peace, peace.